Hey, $1 million worth of game listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Right!
Myrtle Beach is the beach. 60 miles of bright sand, water, and a wealth of wonderful music playing day and night. You can step into a simple beach bar and discover a surprising level of exciting musical talent. A place to kick back and groove to the enticing soundtrack of the most unexpected vacations around. With nothing but good vibes floating through the warm ocean air. Plan your own music-filled trip to America's jukebox at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Everybody can't step up here. They know what it is. We about these bars. We about to get to some action. You see us. Let's go. Rock, let's do it.
Let's go.
Would it be that?
Oh, this is what we using? Yes, sir.
I'm from the north side where a lot of guys don't walk through much. A couple niggas got indicted, whole block I bust. I had a problem with these hoes, they whole block I touch. I don't know what the fuck they thought, them bitches not just like us.
Nothing.
I'm from the corner house, up the street from the set. When you see me, then you see each, they probably called this from wreck. I know some killers, they got busy, niggas shoot from the step. We should've called it water plug, cause niggas definitely got wet.
Right.
I don't fuck with fake hoes, all them bitches scarecrows. They never catch me slipping, I'm on point just like an arrow. That's Rocky, look at Lil Rocky, none of them bitches hero. They copy, look at Lil Mommy, all these bitches weirdo. Balenciaga mommies, hot top, bitch, you don't wear those. A bum bitch, the Lord, dirty block, you bitches zero. Huh? What kind of player is you?
What?
I got to ask you for that shit or you gon' do what you do.
Huh?
You know I rap, I need a stack for like a Chanel shoe.
Ooh.
Another grand to get the 10, nigga, I need two.
Ow!
Huh? And I don't fuck with you hoes. I ain't never break my neck to say what's up with you hoes.
Never.
And I ain't never show respect to gave it up with you hoes.
Never.
If it's all static, then it's static. I step to you hoes.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Be clear.
You heard me.
Step to you hoes. Huh?
Them niggas that be trapping, they be selling them looks. Got the shit up out the mud and I ain't tasting no hood. And the hood niggas be fans, they probably saying I'm good. I took them losses, caught them cases, probably fucked on the hood. Niggas be talking like they bitches, gotta kick your mouth closed. Swear to God, I can't lose, I gotta stick to my goals. I just be trapping, gotta stick to the code. Just be trapping, gotta stick to the code. They put them racks on them clothes just to impress them hoes. I be rocking the Mary Dior, the latest fashion and clothes. Them BVS's look like Fruity Pebbles. Boss up, I'm on a different level. From the basement, but that condo on a higher level. Lit up my vibe and I turned up my hustle. Had my back against the wall when niggas thought that I fumbled. Bring up a quote on, they still talking, be humble. Niggas always showing fear, so when they talking, they mumble.
I got a crib with a garage in it, so when it, it's hard to spy your shit. I got a crib with a garage in it, so when they look, it's hard to spy and shit. Talk that
ain't
shit.
With them niggas that be trapping, and they be selling them hoes.
Shit about the mud and I ain't chasing no hoes.
And the hood niggas be fans,
they probably saying I'm ghost.
I took them losses, caught them cases.
They probably fuck on they hoes.
Niggas be talking like they bitches, gotta keep your mouth closed. Swear to God I can't lose, I
gotta stick
to
the cold. I just be rapping, gotta stick to the cold. I just be trapping, gotta stick to the cold.
I've been pouring this lean and put me back in that mode. I've been snatching all my life, got like a million in clothes.
Talk that shit,
love. Yeah. No.
See, they gonna make me come out of retirement and start spitting again.
Huh?
I mean, give me flashbacks. Every time I hear Hot Record, think about when I used to be writing your shit back in the day, man.
All right, nigga.
I'm talking about really connect me with that moment, man. Straight up, man.
You ain't never write my shit. Stop putting that shit out there.
It's
like
whatever,
that,
man. But listen, right now, you're now tuned into me, $1 million worth of game.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hold on. We got the big dog.
We here.
Funk Flex in the building.
Happy to be here, guys. This is really part. We really hung out already.
You know, you said a lot of things.
You guys did too. We all did.
Don't put that shit on us.
Before we get to
but
that.
No, hold on. You know you said a lot of things.
Information. Well, we were debating.
No.
you were debating. Me and Wallow was listening.
I got some questions for y'all today. I know y'all got for me. I got questions, just things I want to know. You know, I want I know y'all got a lot of information. I know y'all got a lot of history.
Okay.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
All right there. Flex.
Yes, sir.
I got to ask you a question.
Can I ask you a question?
Listen.
Look.
Let's get right to this shit.
Okay.
You said some crazy shit on YouTube, Flex. On my live. And then 800,000 motherfuckers took it to YouTube and social media. And they took this shit everywhere.
That shit is everywhere.
Now that you had a little time to think about now that you had time to sleep on it.
Yes, sir.
See all the comments.
You banned from Brooklyn.
Don't drive through.
Let me just tell you this. Now that you got... Do you feel like you was talking on the fly? Or do you feel like you was talking off the handle a little bit? Do you want to? Because we made some calls and Jay told us if you retract that fucking statement. Well,
the brunch?
No, yes, you're going to the brunch.
Yo, but Jay said,
I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to put it out there. You guys were peeped heavy for clowning that brunch. Heavy. Yo, super clowning that brunch.
No.
The pole shots? Nuts.
No. We wasn't clowning the brunch.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, we was just showing niggas how
to
love
I'm trying to get my picture with Jay still. I just want to say that. You already know that. I clarified that.
You know what? I'm going to clarify. They ain't going to go to the brunch. If they got invites, they not going to the brunch.
I pull up on hold.
They not going to go.
I take my fan pick too. Fuck it. Everybody
else. Yeah, we
got
to take our joint.
I'm just going to tap him and say, Hov, look interested, man, just for once. Smile, nigga, one time for me, man.
But they still take the picture. They see it on his face, but they still take the picture.
You would take the picture.
Hov be in a bitch like this.
I like taking pictures, though.
You would take the picture with Hov, though.
You're asking me.
Yeah, I know you would. Fuck you, Cap.
It's probably like one, bro. I swear, I'm being honest. You see how my whole thing changed?
Hov is the GOAT.
But you said Drake was better than Hov, right?
Well, let me clarify that. I do believe if the reference tracks didn't come out, that Drake would be considered the greatest rapper.
Flex, you had time to sleep on this shit.
That's me.
You had time to sleep on this shit.
No, I'm being honest.
Flex, you a New York DJ. Flex,
yes.
You're a new. You are the New York DJ.
But Jay's my favorite of all time.
No, I don't want to hear that shit. You going to sit here and tell me all of those times you was at the Garden?
Yes.
And that nigga Jay came out.
Amazing.
And made history. And you left that fucking Garden.
Hype.
And you went on that fucking radio the next day. And you played that nigga Jay-Z for the whole fucking
strong
show.
You're right. No, you're absolutely
right. You did
this
shit a lot of times.
Yeah, I did.
I was on the E-Way coming back from fucking New York one time. Jay-Z dropped a new record. You played that shit until I lost service.
He's my favorite rapper.
Do you realize that's exit? Do you realize that's exit? 15, 14, 13, 12, 11.
Still playing?
10, 9, 8. And then when you get halfway in between 8 and 7, you lose fucking service. Do you realize you played the nigga for 11 fucking exits?
No,
and now you going to sit on here and say, Drake is better than Jay-Z? Wait, I'm not done yet.
See, you know. You're skipping a part, though. You're skipping. This is what you're skipping. If the reference track, let's be clear on what we feel. Jay-Z is number one on my list. Number one. Right? Recently past Biggie. Because Biggie was my number one before that. And Jay-Z is my number one I have my list, but I don't have it handy.
I got your list.
I know you did because he
asked. I got your list. I have some questions about your list too.
I got it. I know you got it. So then, if not for the reference tracks, right? Because once you bring reference tracks to me into the fold, and you are not the person who wrote some of your things, and you were saying to me that you wrote your things, you become a great entertainer. Not a lyricist. That's me.
I just want to say this. Rap is basically created from the streets, right?
Yes, yes.
So you sitting here and telling me an R&B rapper is the greatest fucking rapper of all time.
No, wait. See, but I didn't say that. I didn't say it's the greatest rapper of all time.
That's what the fuck you said.
No. That was the headline. Listen.
You mean to tell me an R&B rapper is the greatest of all fucking time?
Let's go through some accolades.
And Drake is great.
No, wait.
But the greatest of all time.
I've been in a lot of clubs, and I played a lot of records. And I've been in a lot of big rooms. I played in a lot of concerts. I played some of them Drake singing records that tear that arena apart or that club apart like a rap record. Like, huh? We got it. You know you can play in a set of 3,000 people. You can play 15, 20 Do you Drake realize? Songs back to back. Tomorrow, I can't play Jay-Z 20 back to back.
Nigga, Jay-Z been out for 40 years.
Not in 2021. In 2021, see, you can't.
This is a typical old nigga.
Look.
Who forget about. No. This is a typical old nigga that live in the moment. That don't discredit what the fuck Hove did.
No, he did. What he did was great.
What you talking about?
Wait.
You're living in the moment.
Listen, wherever you are watching this, I need you to go in the comments right now. For some people, see what I mean to spit. For some people, for some of these.
You put COVID some, on
no,
that
no.
Shit.
So some of the people. For some people who absorb music. For some people who right now absorb music, Drake is Michael Jackson to some of these kids, bro.
His creativity.
Hov
wasn't.
All right.
That nigga said.
Hey, Hov ain't as creative as Drake.
That nigga said.
There's no way.
That nigga said. It depends on what you're talking about. It's ways to be creative.
I know, like, my
let's
brother.
Be for real.
I love him.
Let's be for real. Drake do the same thing. Hov at one time was rapping like this. Okay, so let's be for real. At one time, Hov was rapping like that. Now, let me just ask you a question. Now, Hov switched this whole shit up. So that is being creative. That's a nigga when
he's more creative. He's more creative than Drake.
No,
Jay-Z's more creative. Listen, I'm a pimp because you always get me here to a place.
Listen,
is Hov more creative than Drake?
If you get Hov and Drake on a song, who gonna fuck? Who gonna win? If you get Hov in his prime, Drake in his prime on a song, who fucking shit gonna go
here,
stupid?
You give me Drake pre.
I don't give a fuck if it's pre, after he was born, before Christ.
Well,
he's talking
about
rapping versus singing, too,
Christ.
Because Drake got a lot of singing tracks.
Yeah, no, he do. But you give me, we're talking Drake before the ghostwriting, and we're talking Jay in his prime.
I'm talking Drake with ghostwriters, with 82 niggas in the room. I'm talking about, he got Patti LaBelle in
is
that
Drake
motherfucker.
Is Drake in your top five? Because I think I got to ask a better question before I continue this conversation. Because if he's not in your top five, then I understand the resistance.
No.
He's not in your top. But then that's why. He doesn't touch your nerve like that.
Don't touch my motherfucking heart. You right.
He doesn't touch you
because,
like that.
Because it's too much motherfucking sinking going on.
I know what's going
it's
on. Shit
nah, catchy. That
listen,
got some balls,
listen,
too. He got balls.
Listen. Wait. Can I just say
he's this? The biggest Trace. Selling cornball. Yes, he's corny. But musically, my brother, musically, this is what people... You know something?
Did Drake fuck one of your girls?
No.
It's personal.
No, I swear to you.
Yeah, Drake baked this bitches.
It always go back to a chick.
All the hate come out here. Can I say something? Listen, there's different categories.
Is Jake cooler than Drake? Absolutely. You know, things play into music, right? Okay. Is Jay's delivery and confidence definitely stronger than a Drake's? Yes. You know what I mean? Musically, we can't let sometimes the blogs, people's opinion, and remember, the people who give their opinion most of all of people like Drake are other rappers and other entertainers that have not reached his success. They will be the first ones to comment on, well, what Drake is. Well, nigga, you selling 100,000 units. I don't know if you know what Drake is. So you take some of that away and you push.
Because he ain't sell 100,000.
Listen,
he ain't sell 100,000.
Wait, so even my personal opinion.
He don't have I knew that shit was coming.
No, he sparked something with
me. What are you talking about?
Fuck you selling
100,000. Nigga, we sold 100,000 independent, nigga. Fuck is you talking about?
I ain't no
fuck
numbers.
Fuck wrong with you. You was in the jail. That's why, nigga. We fuck wrong with you. You, hey, hold
there's
on.
There's no proof of this.
You was hearing about me up the jail, nigga. You call home because you doing it. I hear about drop tops and shit. How you think drop tops come before the motherfucking deal, nigga?
I will say
fuck
this,
wrong with you. Can I got footage of me and drop tops.
What I'm happy about right now.
All
right.
Fuck wrong with you.
I'm agree with you on that, but this is what I'm really happy about. There's no way in the fucking world that motherfucking campaign that he just ran a couple minutes ago for Jay-Z that we're not getting in the brunch. So keep
running.
We're getting in the fucking brunch. We get in the brunch. We're fucking going to the brunch.
He held it. He held the brunch.
We
held the
whole
brunch.
From the cell.
Hold up. Listen.
The fuck stories come from the cell when I gripped you
because
up,
you was touching me. I didn't know what happened. My fault. I thought we were sellies. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
All
we
the sellies. Shit you could have hit on there. I'm grabbing you. Like we going to the brunch stories from the cell.
You know, like when the game. Hey, damn,
so we all going. You're saying like that. Okay. Y'all looking at
no, you're not going. He's going. The campaign he just ran. That defense he just. That was a Johnny Cochran defense for Jay. That was legendary. The Rock. So, you know what I mean? We going to the brunch. Get your suit ready, girl.
I know. I don't need no fucking suits.
No, we got to, man.
You going in
don't
your
think Adidas I forgot the Drake
cup. You going to put a suit jacket on with some Adidas?
Yeah, I ain't forget the Drake conversation. Yeah. Let me get back to it.
Okay, but let me just say this.
Wait, no.
Some niggas
no,
be the best,
let,
right?
Wait, no. You didn't let me get my Drake defense in because you want to go to the brunch. Give me 2 seconds. Let me get my Drake defense in.
I think Drake fucked one of your chicks.
No, but can I say something?
Drake hit his
bitch. Wait.
He keep calling me.
You take away certain things, right? Let's just be about the music. For a second. Not about what comes with it, the marketing, the promotion, the just everything on both sides. Just take it for the music, right? And it's hard to put those guys kind of in a comparison because they're a little bit two different eras and they overlapped a little bit. In the end of Jay's career overlapped with the beginning of Drake's. But all I'm saying is the songwriting, the singing, the rapping, the versatility, the melodies. I mean, we can't deny the guy's talent because he looks like a cornball. Just his music, like the music. Bro, like, just take it for the music.
But you taking it for what he looked like, dog.
No,
like Andre 3000 music. He was running around with Pampers on.
No. I'm saying that I'm taking everything. I'm taking everything out the equation. Let's just judge the music.
And if you just judge the music, I'm going to throw Jay-Z on fucking 10 out of 10 times when I get in the car Drake.
Yes.
That's
say
all
something?
I'm saying.
How about this? The young ones, right? Melody, right now, R&B and hip-hop has fusioned and merged. It's merged. Like 1,000%. And melody with the younger audience and these records and the success. Melody is very, very important right now.
Is that true?
But so then,
see, that's like young niggas. That's like the young niggas who be screaming, "Oh, Kobe was better than Mike" and shit like that. See,
was they, he? They, no, I don't think so.
Right. That's what the fuck my point is.
I don't know. I like Kobe.
Y'all get caught up in these times. I like Kobe. LeBron better than Mike. Y'all get caught up in these times and y'all forget the fucking greatness that a nigga put in, man.
No, it's a lot of great.
Like, and you was back there.
Shout to my man Free.
You was dying for a rock chain.
Nigga
was dying for a rock chain.
I've always been a solo independent.
He was dying for a rock chain. Everybody was dying for a rock chain.
But you did put Drake
then.
Over Hov, though.
Like, I did.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, I want to. That's an issue. Now,
was you dying for a rock chain?
No, I wasn't.
You wanted
I
one.
Swear,
come
I
on,
swear.
Dog. Everybody.
I swear.
Nah, I'm going to tell you what Chaney
wanted. I'm
going to tell you what Chaney wanted, and he don't want to admit it.
What?
A bad boy?
Desert Storm.
Yo, Clue's my guy.
Yes, no, that you ain't. You're lying ass nigga. You came at Clue for 32 years on the radio.
I did not. Come yes, on. I like Clue.
What happened between you and Clue?
Nothing. I swear to God, nothing.
Desert Storm.
So you just came at Clue for
people, nothing? No, no. Let's give people their flowers. When we say a name, I want to give flowers.
Let's give flowers, yeah.
I want to say, first of all, I want to commend Clue for a couple things. One is, being a mixtape DJ coming out of Queens was very difficult because all of the greats, the Kid Capris, the SNSs, came out of Harlem. Mm. And he also reconstructed the tape game.
This shit was crazy.
Because it went from maybe cutting up or maybe kind of new records to exclusives, which then a Clue top five, top six song, he began to then drive the industry. So if your song was top 10 on a Clue tape, buzzing, the label would kick in, run with the record, put it out, maybe even change the single. That, you know, I don't deny him anything. To compete, I'm a competitor. Mm. So, Clue comes on the radio, my friend, he's my friend. Like, you know, like, and I know he even came to me and we had a friend talk. And I might have reneged on something, so I'm going to apologize to Clue today.
Okay, but let me ask you a question.
Clue, I reneged on something.
But Clue say you his friend?
I hope so.
What you reneged on? What you reneged on?
Clue had came and spoke to me. Story I never told. So Clue got the job. We're gonna back up a little bit. Clue should have never left Hot 97. And him and the program director at the time were having unnecessary words that I didn't feel were good at the time, and it shouldn't warrant a guy of talent walking out the building. Mm-hmm. So me and Clue were in conversation about the situation. Like, I know this isn't cool, what's happening. I know it's you're being held back for a specific reason because you got into something that's maybe a little internal. So it was always, you know, we were conversating about that, like we do other things. And he made the decision that he was going to go to Power 105. And we all understood that. He had asked, or he had conversated with me and say, hey, I really don't want to get into, I know what you do when someone's on against you. And I don't want to do that with you, meaning we friends. And I did agree to it at the time. And I shouldn't have went back on my word. Because as it was going along, that's part of my shtick. I'm WWF on the radio. It's wrestling. And when I attacked him the first time, he got mad at me. He said, yo, you gave your word. And I said, yeah, my brother, but it's kind of taking away what's me. And you over the, like, I normally go at my competitor. And I fell into the bullshit. My bosses was joking with me. Oh, that's your friend. You don't want to. That's your friend. Your butt. Sorry. That's your friend. That's your buddy. That's
cool. So your boss put a battery in your back?
A little bit. But I would have done it anyway.
Apologize to Clue.
No. I did.
Right here.
Which camera is he at?
Right here.
Yeah, I apologize, Clue.
Tell me why. No, that was too cool.
Break it down, man. Come on,
speak to me from the heart. Wait.
Because I went back.
No.
I went back on my word.
No. Don't talk to us.
I went back on my word when I was going to, like, kind of not be aggressive. I gave my word I wasn't going to be aggressive.
Did him dirty.
You did him dirty. He trusted you.
Well,
damn, you rotten motherfucker.
Now, wait.
How? No buts.
There's a butt here. There's a butt here. Pause. In competition, you're competing. And we're not competing for bragging rights. These are companies, this is money. Mm-hmm. You know, the number one person is going to warrant bigger advertising.
Right.
I mean, I got to tell you guys playing the podcast space. So
That's what I feel. I want to keep it. So I don't dislike him at all. I actually respect him, and I had to really get on my new music game and exclusives. Because if you remember, before Clue was against me, I wasn't overly exclusives. I was, here's a new joint, here you go. Mm-hmm. But if my competitor is playing exclusives, I'm going to out-exclusive you.
Right.
You're not going to get up earlier than me in this game.
Right.
You're not going to out anything me. And, you know, if you're younger, I'm going to compete with a lot of energy.
Right.
So, in that to say yes. But I'm going to tap anybody. Listen, it's understood in New York.
Right.
If you sign on when I'm on, you means you want smoke.
Mm.
That's understood. Now, I love him, but he was finessing me a little bit, meaning, you know, he was talking tough when I had my little guard down, when I was like, you know, we're not going to go at it. And not exclusively tough, but enough to insinuate, you know what this game's built on.
Right.
So sometimes I got to come out and be aggressive.
Right. Hold on. Let's get into the next sponsor.
I'm going to say this, man. Do you have any problems lasting? You know, do you get complaints from your woman that when you're in your bed, you can't keep going? You're coming up short in the game. You always get in the field, but you never make it past halftime. You never seen the fourth quarter. You know what you got to do? Flex. Mm.
What happened?
Listen, but this is what you got to do, man. Because I heard, you know, we heard about it. We got to call.
Yeah.
Your significant other. You
what happened? I thought I was good.
No, you got to get some swipes, Roman swipes. You got to go to GetRoman.com/million, right? And they're going to hook you up with some swipes. They're clinically proven. You don't need no prescription. You wipe it on, it help you last longer, because for some reason, somebody reached out to us. He told us that you money. Never made it past halftime. You never made it past halftime, let alone the fourth quarter. So, you know, one thing that's one thing we love about Roman swipes, because Gil uses them all the time.
You got to tell me twice. Because
Tootie hit it. Wallow, this motherfucker just don't go. He can't keep going. I said, okay, I got something for you, right?
Listen,
I'm talking about one thing about Roman swipes. They discreet.
Different fee levels.
Listen, they discreet. You can just put them in your wallet. Nobody will know that when they get mailed to you. Mm-hmm. Discreet. Nobody going to know what you got going on. She just like, oh my God. Because
I know the difference between a 30-second and a 60-second commercial.
Listen, it's something else, huh? Yeah. But listen, that's the difference between it's the difference between two quarters and four quarters. You never go four quarters. You never did a whole dollar yet. They just say you the 50-cent piece. She just say, oh, he's 50-cent piece.
Go, shawty. It's
never,
your birthday.
He never going to come
going
through.
Party.
So if you're out there and you a guy, you can't make it through the fourth quarter with the lady that you love, the lady that's the twinkle
what
in your eyes.
What you
got to
do?
You got to go to GetRoman.com/millions. And listen, and this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. For $5, right? $5, if you get it for $5 if you choose a monthly plan right now, the Roman swipe. So listen, go to GetRomanSwipes.com. Go to GetRoman.com/million right now, and they're going to take care of you. But let me ask him a question.
Wait.
Can I ask him a question?
I just wanted to follow up on one question about what he was saying.
Go ahead.
Okay.
So the shit that was going on with you and Clue. Is
good brother. Yeah, okay, very good brother.
Is that sometimes putting bad energy out there when Fabulous?
No, I like up? Fab. I like Fab. I'm serious. I think Fab feels, because I don't know if it was Drink Champs or something, he felt that because me and Clue's relationship had, because we weren't working together, that maybe it affected me and Fab's relationship. And not at all. I'm a big Fab fan. I'm a fan of his music. You know, and this isn't a Fabulous statement, what I'm saying. You know, I want to say something. I've had 5 albums, right? I've had some bad albums. I've had some bad singles. I've had bad days on the radio. And I've had bad days in the club where I've stunk it up. But on average, I've had great appearances, great club dates, and great radio performances or whatever. Please, and this is not a Fab thing, but there's a part of when veteran artists do not want to be real with themselves about the music that they're putting out, that everything can't be a home run. And sometimes it's not that you didn't get support. Maybe your fan base didn't like what you were giving them. And I have never, ever seen a veteran artist. Because remind you, I just told you I've had bad albums, bad singles, bad days on the radio, and bad days in the club.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be real with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I have never, since podcasts have been around and YouTube, I've never seen an artist go on and say, maybe that album wasn't right. There's always someone that they blame, or it's a reason for it, or it's the label. It's okay. Sometimes you're not as in tune as other times. Perfect example. LL is a guy over a stretch of time. Sometimes his albums are in tune and sometimes they're not. But if you count them all up, there's a lot of success there. And a lot of times he's been in tune more than out of tune. Like, that's what it is. So sometimes when I hear an artist say, our relationship is different. Nigga, maybe you just didn't make the right fucking records. Because, Shaft gets nervous. I'm sorry. But it's the truth. Maybe you didn't make the right fucking record. Because guess what? You have a YouTube page. And if your shit didn't, your latest shit didn't go as good as your old shit, whose fault is that? That's from the door. Your shit ain't doing nothing. But vice versa, when you have a great record, that's where your record does great too. So, a person playing your stuff, if any new and up and coming artist, let me just let you know, radio does not break you as an artist. Radio only makes you a superstar. YouTube, the DSPs, social media, you can break your music there. That's it. You don't need me to break your music. Now, my freestyles, that helps break artists, you know, but not that. So it's sometimes, I guess, it's usually veteran artists. The young artists just go back to the drawing board. If you're a veteran artist, right, you have to pay attention. There are qualities that the young kids are doing that are very important. They're dropping music constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Keep up. Why can't you keep up? If you can't keep up, you ain't got to. If you don't have as much music to drop as them, you got to think about it. And then, I'll be honest, if you're over a rapper and you're over 35, you shouldn't even be dropping an album. You should drop an EP. You ain't got enough material. You ain't standing on a corner long enough to give me 12 or 15 songs.
Damn.
Am I lying? Chef, am I lying? Is that a lie? You know I ain't lying, bro. It's the truth.
So you saying there's an age limit? You got to drop
35 and up is over with.
No. I don't think it's over with. Look at Floyd. Everybody that's successful over 35. I mean, a Floyd Mayweather or whoever, Jordan. You switch up.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody doing the same style when they came in and there's success.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know many people. Because let me tell you something. If you're a rapper or a DJ.
Jadakiss. Fabulous.
No. Come on, stop, man. If you're a rapper or a DJ, right? It's not about what you want to be delivered. It's also about the climate. And it's also about your surroundings and what's going on. If this is what's working, I'm not saying you copy it or bite it, but how do you incorporate yourself? I don't know. J. Cole does it good. Kendrick.
Would you like to apologize to Fabulous on here right now for putting 23rd on the list? 23rd.
Your list, bro.
Did you feel he shouldn't have been 23rd on the list?
Your list, dog.
You feel Fab shouldn't have been 23rd?
You got your list, dog.
Who's before? We did this, though.
Yo.
23rd.
I apologize, man.
All right, where you going to put him at? Repurpose it.
24.
What?
Hey. 24. That's where I think he belongs. So he has the list, so let's go over it.
Yeah, so you got Jay-Z number one.
Drake number one. Jay-Z number two.
Because you got your new list.
You almost got to be updated. Drake number one.
Drake is number one if it's not for the reference track.
So you got Jay-Z number one. Andre 3000 number two.
I like him a
lot. Nas number three. Yes. Rakim number four. Drake with a questionable pen as an astronaut.
Now, are you okay with those five so far?
No.
But hold on. Let me ask you a question. When you placing people, is you saying lyrics, influence?
I'm doing lyrics, influence, impact, sales. I'm just trying to combine it all in my head.
So number six, we got J. Cole. Seven, Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with them.
Number eight, Pusha. Number 9, Jadakiss.
You didn't like Pusha?
Yeah, I ain't seen about
number
him.
10, number I 10, like Black Thought. Yeah. I think Black Thought should be higher.
Where'd that happen? What number?
10.
Where'd you
see him? I think he's top 5. I put him top 5.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay. Oh, you don't?
No.
All right. Okay. I'm a big, you know what? I should correct myself. I have come to learn what Black Thought has meant maybe in the last 5 to 7 years.
He's a beast.
I wasn't aware of how talented he was until I witnessed him in front of me.
And is Drake's Quinn, I mean, when you say his pen is questionable, what do you mean?
We have, of how much he really wrote.
The reference
how much
he wrote. I understand what he's saying.
Okay, all right. Yeah. All right, so 11, KRS-One. 12, Slick Rick. 13.
Hold on, dog. Like, I love the shit out of KRS-One.
You always stop on that section.
Fuck that, dog.
He always stops
there. I love the shit out of KRS-One and Slick Rick, man. You going to tell me Fabulous, a nigga that came into this fucking game in 1999?
Living MCs. I just want to make sure that's understood as we're going over.
1999. This nigga could still sell the TLA the fuck out in 2021. The Fillmore the fuck out in 2021. Right now.
You're asking why Karis is in front of him?
Can I say something? Can I just say something? I don't want to debate about this.
No, are you sure?
Karis, what year did he come out?
I feel like 86, 87.
And he was dead by 89.
No, he's still.
No. He dipped and came back.
Can I say this? Can I say this? Flex. He's still touring around the world.
Well,
he's a legend.
What do you think, Wallo?
He is a legend.
No. Lyrically, man.
But come on, man. I've seen this guy for 20 years. All right.
I know what it is with me and maybe.
You believe this shit?
Wait.
Oh, let me finish the top 25. The top 25, and then we're good.
They're heavy on this KRS-One.
Look, so then we got Wayne at 13, LL at 14, Eminem 15.
See, that's a fucked up list. Like, let me just say, fuck that. It's a fucked up list, man.
Hey, hold on, it's a couple people.
No, fuck that. We not like, how the fuck is KRS-One and Slick Rick in front of LL? LL.
Get to the mic, Flex.
For me? No.
And where DMX at?
See, he be going off niggas that fuck his bitches back in the day, man. That's what I was going
to say. DMX got to be on here, bro.
When DMX not on?
Yo, no. Yeah. Hey, look, that was definitely like, I'm like, yo, DMX.
Wait. Let's get back to LL.
You ain't got Game on there? No Lupe?
I mean, it's 50, bro. It's 50. Wait. LL, right? I mean, KRS-One, man. Everybody's a different type of rapper.
DMX
is not KRS-One. 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 Listen, God. I've seen KRS-One. Not just bars. His off the top of the head is something. No. Hold up. His off the top of the head is something, my brother. It's something. Like, you got the guy's stage
you
show.
You ever been to a DMX show?
DMX show is dope, too.
Let me tell you. You got Remy Ma in the top 25.
Hold up.
She shouldn't be there?
Hold up, Tone.
Over DMX?
Hold up, Tone. Flex.
It's only my opinion and Flex. How they impacted me.
This is how heavy DMX is, right? Listen, Flex.
Yes, I'm a DMX fan.
I was in prison.
Yes.
I called Gil, right? He was doing his thing. He was in the game already. Listen. I think it was the Rough Rider. If I'm not mistaken, it was the Rough Rider Cash Money Tour.
Out here.
I called Gil. Do you know he wasted my whole 15 minutes talking about that DMX performance? And you ain't got DMX on that fucking list.
That was the greatest shit I ever seen in my life, man.
Damn.
Nigga came out and had 26,000 niggas barking.
I understand.
Motherfucker.
It's only, listen, it's just my opinion.
First of all, no. Fuck that.
Look.
Do you realize DMX was the first nigga in the history of the fucking game? He dropped the album and went 3, 4, how many times platinum?
Several.
Oh, okay. And then dropped another album the same fucking year and went, how many times
platinum?
About Christmas. No, get them.
Seven. Several.
He put out multi-platinum fucking albums in one year.
And you got Remy Ma and everybody over top of him.
He ain't doing that. Let me just say this. No disrespect.
Yeah, yeah.
But you got these motherfuckers who want motherfucking cardboard in front of this nigga, man. You in here talk about, no, off the top of the dome when
hold on.
Let me just say something.
He's very impactful.
Can I just say something? I don't know no nigga ever made millions of dollars rapping off the top of the fucking dome.
Chris made good money.
No, he wasn't rapping off the top of the dome. The shit he was rapping off.
It was part of his show.
Right, it was fucking.
Part of his show.
So at the end of the fucking day, man, shout out to KRS-One. But man, you going to change this fucking list up, man. This a fucked up ass list, man. Yeah,
this list is crazy.
You got niggas that's been around for 20 years that elevated from motherfucking music to movies and shit.
And then you put motherfuckers.
Like, let me just say this. That's like saying Bo Jackson is the greatest running back of all time.
Let me make sure I have this list.
Nigga played for 5 years.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me make sure I have this in front of me so we're in sync. Hold on. Let me make sure. Okay.
20, big dad. Hold on, 19. Please, Mace.
All right, hold on. Okay, where'd you leave off?
So you got 16 with 50 Cent.
So you felt that LL should be in front of KRS-One. That was really bombing,
bro. Your whole list just
Walla. You feel KRS in front of LL?
Yeah, LL's still here.
LL's still here. That nigga asked, "Do you feel as though KRS-One is front of LL?" He said, "Yeah, LL's still here." You confusing?
No, see, Flex.
What that mean?
Flex was making this list based off of people he had run-ins with.
Right, niggas. LL put fucking hands and feet on this nigga back in the day. Tell us about when LL fucked you up one time at the club, man. What LL do, man?
How the fuck?
No.
LL plays this bitch.
How you don't have DMX on that fucking list?
He's not in the top 25.
Oh, where is he?
He's 28.
DMX?
Yeah, but you got Remy Ma, Redman, Fabulous, Busta Rhymes, Cam'ron, Big Daddy Kane, Mace, Styles P, Kanye, all ahead of Big DMX.
The only nigga I agree with is Kanye. And Kanye would be higher up, but you know he's also an entertainer, it's also a questionable pen.
You know what, dog? You a fucked up individual, man.
Man.
Like, I'm just starting to realize that, man.
You do people dirty.
You a fucked up nigga, Flex, man. You made that fucked up ass list, man. DMX, man. I hope DMX don't see you, man.
I love DMX.
Let me ask you this question. What rappers got some money and change?
But listen,
up on
Jadakiss is on my new album.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're going to get to your new album.
Thank you.
No, we're going to get
you
to your new album.
No, because you guys...
Yeah, we gonna get to all that. Who's some of the rappers that got some motherfucking money and changed up on you? Let's see how real you keep.
No. Who got money? No, none of them changed up. Who changed up?
Nobody changed up on you
over the years? They were so motherfucking humble coming into the game, and then they got that bag and they changed the fuck up.
But I'm gonna say something.
Okay.
People say to me sometimes, this is a question that's been asked to me before, and this is really, really what I believe. Who you introduced me to? Who's the young lady introduced
Rocky.
Me? Rocky. So you introduced me to Rocky today. Talented rapper, right? If I see Rocky 4 years from now and she's too busy to call me back or she's too hectic or a manager hits me back, that's what we want to happen for them. Mm-hmm. We want them to be busy. We want them to tour. We want them to not have to... You know, so me, I'm going to be honest. I get excited. I know this sounds weird. When an artist, I like to get him on the phone and joke with him. Your money changing, huh? Right, nigga? You in them jets, you in them planes.
Yeah, that's how they call me all the time. Gil Wallace all the time. Yeah,
I see you over there tone with you.
I'm serious. I never considered it change up. I don't. And guess what? If they cycle through and sell millions and now they're on an independent, maybe selling out as much, I love the call because I love... The reason why... Look, I'm an elder statesman. And I get just excited to go down to that radio or that nightclub or now recently to make songs because I love feeding off of their energy. I love an artist who has his first hit. He He has no jewelry on. He's excited. He's working on whatever, whatever. He sees his record go on in the club. He's super excited. I like to watch the whole build. Oh, they bought a new car, a big watch. I do. But you know why? Because I'm being honest, my brother. It's because I like seeing that success. I love seeing it.
We ain't say nothing about the young niggas. We said, who was some of the niggas who got some money and switched up?
I never looked at it and switched up. I'm being honest with you, Gilly. That's what I'm
okay, asking. So who's some of the artists that started acting funny over the years?
Man, let me give that some thought. Shafter one.
He don't want you to answer.
Wait, let me think. Let me think.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Who's some rappers that act funny on? You don't want to talk
now,
about
let me
that?
Ask you a question. No, wait. You said no. When can you I ask say you a question? Funny, let me really think.
I just want to ask you a rumor.
Yes, sir.
And I want you, because we being 100.
All right, we're being 100.
I like to ask. See, the God is my guy.
The God.
Charlamagne, that's my guy.
Yeah, I like him.
Did you ever send somebody? Did you send somebody to the radio?
No,
to
man.
I'm asking you. Did you send somebody?
I did not.
Tell a story. Could you be?
I had nothing to do with it. I never did anything to him, man.
Why? Well, why would you?
Let's give people their flowers. Ain't no cases going.
Can I say something?
Why would you beef with me?
Give people their flowers. Because you just asked me a question. You just said something. I'm going to give people their flowers. I am a fan of people who are dedicated to what they believe in, and when they work hard.
Mm-hmm.
I am a fan of Charlamagne. You know why? He's dedicated to what he believes in and what he does.
So why you give them niggas that 600 to sock the shit out of him?
I did not. At 600?
Yeah, they said you gave them niggas 600 to sock the shit out of him up at the joint.
I swear to God, I didn't.
When he was walking into the radio station, the nigga stole him from the back.
I didn't even see that. When did that happen?
Nigga, you see the nigga.
Wait, first of all, listen.
Y'all niggas is crazy.
Let me tell you something.
Somebody sock Charlamagne from the back.
Y'all niggas is crazy.
Not really. Stop.
Not really. He said he ain't see it, but he talking about not really. You a rotten ass nigga.
No. Can I say something? Can I say
200 apiece. They caught him getting out the motherfucking Uber.
No. There was no Uber. There was an Uber. Nah, seriously. Listen, let me tell you something. Yo. It's WWF. You know why I would never be behind sending anybody somewhere? For a couple reasons.
No, we just played.
We got to talk about you. One is this.
You gave him a stack.
No. Let me tell you something. And I don't know why, but I am about WWF. I am always okay with a person having an opinion of me, because you should have an opinion. I don't know if you've ever noticed, guys. People seem to, I never started. I'm never the one that jumps out and goes, rah. You know what it is? I give people a 3-strike rule. Or you just said something about me, all right, that was cute. Or you, all right, maybe you want to tangle. Third time, I'm like, people should keep this in mind. The third time somebody moves with you, they think you're pussy. When it gets to 3 times, there's a mistake. Mm-hmm. Then there's a, maybe he's feeling me out. Third time, you want smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell people, as I'm giving them the smoke, this is the third time you said something about me.
Mm-hmm.
So now I go hard. But I mean, I don't start it. And I'm okay with being friends.
No, you started with Clue. Don't say you don't start it. You started, you just told that.
The nigga started when he went. Now you're
going
to make me raise my voice.
No. You said you started.
Now, I'm going to answer that really right.
No, let's ask your man. Did he say he started with Clue?
Nobody should be.
Did he say he started with Clue?
Wait.
Did he say he started?
Wait. Here. Let's. This is like a boxing ring. And if motherfuckers think it's not, It's what it is. It's just like the music with entertainers right now, music, it's always a fight for who's the best, who's number one, two, three, or whatever it is. And that's what it is in anything. Boxing, I call it radio and DJing or entertainment, the entertainment business. Nobody ever says those two people are the best at the top. It's one top and nigga you underneath. And yes, I did start it. If you go down the dial against me, have thick fucking skin.
Mm.
That's it. Have thick skin.
Was you mad at Clue because he was the first one to put an album out?
No, I like that. I liked it. No, I had... Whoa. Let's get the timeline right. I was before him.
You was? You
put the album out? Yeah. 96.
Oh, so you put the album out first.
Yeah, but I love... Listen.
Wait. So Clue copied your platform?
No, he didn't copy. No.
He was the first one to put the album out.
No, Clue didn't copy. Let me tell you something.
Who was the first DJ to put the album out?
Marley Marl.
So y'all all copied Marley Marl. Way back in
the day. Marley Marl is the blueprint for my beginnings and that whole album. Marley Marl, Red Alert, and Chuck Chill Out had albums in the 80s. So okay. With different artists. So
But then with the 90s, you brought it back.
But I don't want to skip somebody because I feel like...
you copied somebody. You don't want
to I feel like somebody was before me.
Who? You give him his props, man. Don't try to do that to him. Who did it first, man? You know who did it first, man.
I think Marley Marl. I'm going to go with Marley Marl.
No. Marley Marl did it in the 80s. We said 80s, who did it 90s. In the 90s. You brought it back, right? Clue copied you? Because we want to give you your flowers.
I don't think he copied.
We want to give you your flowers.
I think he continued the progress, and so did Drama, and so did Khaled.
You started this shit.
I don't look at it like that, though. I continued it from Marley Marl. I continued it.
So Marley Marl started, and then you took that shit over.
Yeah, Marley Marl, Red, and Chuck Chill Out. Red Alert, Chuck Chill Out, Marley Marl. Those were the first guys that I saw personalities who cut up making albums. And there was another guy in Florida. Gosh, man. Big DJ.
Magic Mike.
I believe.
You know him first.
Yeah.
He had all the bass joints. He was a legend.
And I don't know what else was down in that area.
Look at Gil's face, though.
Because you know I'm a hip hop historian.
DJ Magic Mike.
Now, hip hop historian time.
You know I ain't built for that.
Come on, let's go.
You gotta be.
You've been DJing for 4,000 years.
This right here, you got right here.
I'm gonna make it easy for you. Hold on, wait.
Let me start it off.
I'm the worst.
In this corner, we got Funkmaster Flex, DJ for 1,000 years, been running the radio, been on the streets, been out here.
Set me up for the loss.
Supposed to know what's going on.
Set me up for the
loss.
Funkmaster
Flex.
The champ.
And then in this corner, we got, he beat Shaq.
I already concede.
He beat Cosmic Kev. He beat, who else you beat?
Clark King called me out.
No. He and Shaq, him and Shaq tied.
Oh, y'all tied?
Yeah, they tied.
He stumped him on something, though. He stumped Shaq.
And he was locked up for 1,000 years. He could only read books. Wallow 267.
The champ.
He got that.
Ask him something hip-hop history that he can't answer.
What's the name of the song that Craig G had on Marley Marl album?
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. We talking Marley.
Wait. First, on the album.
The album.
Duck Alert?
You got me.
All right. Bang, bang, bang. Oh, he fucked you up.
But to be honest, he had two, I think.
No, but I'm talking about Duck Alert.
He had two. All right. What was the other one?
No, you got to come with one. Come on, let's come with a question.
Oh, a question?
Yes, come on.
Oh, you want me to keep?
No. Oh, shit, I didn't know I had to come with a question.
Yes, you do. Come on.
A hip-hop question.
It could be any era.
Any era?
Yes. Come on, man. You know how this shit going.
The four members of the Cold Crush Brothers.
Mm.
Their names. I'll just take their names.
Grandmaster Flash.
I'm going to give you another chance.
Oh.
I'm getting another. Cold Crush Brothers. Let me give you a second. The Cold Crush Brothers. I'm going to give you the DJs and you come with the rappers. The DJs.
Red Alert.
Wait. No, I don't want. I'm going to give you. The DJs for the Cold Crush Brothers was DJ Tony Tone, DJ Charlie Chase.
You got me.
Now give me the rappers. Give me the rappers.
You don't know.
It wasn't Melly Mel, was it?
No, it was Grandmaster Caz, JDL, Almighty KG, and who's the fourth one? Almighty KG and Easy AD. Almighty KG, Grandmaster.
Ding, ding,
Cass,
ding, ding, ding. He up 2-0, man. You
no, but
fucking up.
No, 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 no. But let me be fair. That's my favorite group of all time. So
you can't be doing this shit. You ain't winning. Come on. You got to come with a question, man.
Oh, shit.
What's the name of the group that's had a song called Kick the Ball?
Kick the Ball?
Who that? Who is it? Who is it? Don't fuck up. You ready to be tapped out? I give you.
Wait. Time.
I give you. You want me to give you another hint?
Yeah.
Camden, New Jersey.
No, I'm not gonna know.
Crown Rulers.
Kick the ball. Who do you think you are? Kick the ball, ball.
You remember that?
I don't remember.
Who do you think you are? Yeah, you don't know nothing about this shit.
Well, give me a year on that record, because I don't want to knock any history.
It's 2-1 now. Okay, it's 2-1. What you doing? Come on.
I don't know now. See, now you threw me off with that.
I could go again.
Come on.
Wait.
No, he got to go. Come on. You up 2-1. Let's go.
Steady B's first record on Pop Art.
Do you want to go steady with me?
I mean, I just tried to
try. No, that's the name of the song. Do you steady with me, right? Do you want to go steady with me, right?
Yeah.
I think it was Shout, the remake of Shout on Pop Art. I think that's the first.
Did you tell me the album or you tell me CB, like, what did you?
I said, nah, single, nigga, single. Damn. Single. Mm. I think it's Shout. I think that's the one. I think.
Who was it?
I think it was his first.
Damn.
I think it was Shout.
Who was it?
It was in. I'll tell you when it was. I think it was 86, 87.
Who you say it was?
I don't know. None of this shit.
I think Craig G. No, Steady B had a song off of. It was called. It was off of Shout.
Hold on. That might not have been his first single, though.
No, you done. It's called. No, hold up. Memories. Hold up. Make sure Steady B Wikipedia.
Google the song in the year.
Pop Art. It was in Pop Art.
Was it called Shout?
I'm trying to look for the name of the song. Oh, they just got his conviction and all. Let me see. He got all that fucking.
I think I got my title right.
So y'all don't know.
No, that you're not for sure.
It's not for sure. Two for one. Join you.
No. 2-2.
Two to two.
Oh, I gotta go again. I gotta go again.
You didn't know either. So it's 2-1.
Oh, that don't even count.
You.
What the fuck is he?
Fuck is he? I ain't cheating for you.
You try to get my name.
No, because you said you was a historian, bitch.
No, he is, though. He is, though. Listen, I've seen this segment.
Come on.
I'm going to concede now.
No. Who's saying this? Honey Dips in Gotham.
I don't know. I swear to God, I don't know.
Boogie Monsters.
Oh, we don't know nothing about the Boogie Monsters.
But tell me what year is that?
The Boogie Monsters.
You gotta give explanation.
It's 90s. It's in the 90s.
Where they from?
I think they from New York. The Boogie Monsters.
2-2.
You're probably right.
This is gonna break the tie right here.
I'm not ready. Yo, you going? Nah, that's not fair, man.
No, I'm showing you.
Oh, I thought you was looking up questions. That's not. No, my phone is closed.
No. He's showing you the Boogie Monsters, man. That's all.
He's showing it mad long, man. He's been in that phone a long time. Where they from?
I don't know.
Look. Yeah, Honey Dips in Gotham.
No, I wouldn't have got it. Man, I wouldn't have got it. So, man, I don't know that. Was it a big record? What year? How do you know this song?
Yeah, he's a weirdo. But listen, let's break the tie. Who's going to ask the question to break
me.
The tie?
I'll let him ask.
Who sang Living Proof?
Group Home?
You got me.
Damn, he fucked you up. You's embarrassing, man.
Nah,
ding,
that's
ding,
a whole.
Ding, ding,
that's
ding,
a
whole.
I'm going to tell you what he's doing, funk too. Flex, nah, man. I'm not going to give up his secrets. Man. He goes 2-3 singles in to the single you ain't even thinking about or from an artist.
You was thinking about.
Most people think about the first one.
Yeah, Superstar.
That's the one everyone knows. But okay.
Okay, so Flex.
I don't know if I got a question to stump him.
Let's get into this. Tell us a little bit.
Oh, did I win?
Yeah, you won. You won that shit.
So why y'all rolling over my shit like that and I won? Why you do that to me, Wally? Yo, he was gonna roll over me?
Because that nigga's disappointing, man.
Wait, am I the first one to beat you?
Yes, you are.
Oh, come on, man.
Hit the other way.
Wait, can I test somebody?
Hit anyone up.
You're now tuned into me. $1 million worth of game. And it's just like
that?
Gilly, stories from the cell.
Yo, you're going to roll over me. You're going to roll over because, me. You're supposed to pick me up. No, well, no, goddamn.
No, because this pussy lost, man.
Yo, I think you was rolling
How
over
we gonna
me, too, Gilly.
Invite motherfuckers to the joint and you losing.
Gilly, you was going with the next question, too.
I had to try to get the shit
cousin,
rolling.
Man.
You hear me?
That's his cousin.
Nigga, just made, nigga just made us look bad, man.
That was a good question, my nigga.
Yeah, story. Listen, what that fuck good you
story
answered
from
it.
The booth. What is the story from the booth, man? You was in that.
Yes,
I'm talking about for the artist that we at least expect. What is it? What is the wild story, man? Give
no,
us
wild. You know what, man? See, when you get to a specific thing, it's difficult.
The show backstage.
From the booth, man. I don't.
Nigga, you been in there with Hov. You done been in there with some niggas. You done seen some niggas in action, man.
I don't want to even tell the story.
Tell it.
King's Son.
They don't know who King's Son is.
And Ice man. Cube.
No, all right.
Oh, Ice
but,
Cube.
But still, they don't know who King's Son is, though. Let me give
you some background on King's Son. King's Son,
I do.
Talented rapper. Made his bones in the 80s.
But they want to hear about something newer.
Something newer. Something newer
man,
about a situation. I mean, those are the ones that
again.
I know. I mean, there's not too many.
You don't want to tell. You scared.
Let me
now.
Ask you a question, though.
Hey, I'm trying to think, but you got to remember, when you asked me the question, I'm thinking
that shit on live about him not going to the Rock Nation lunch, that shit shook him up.
Yeah, that shit shook him up.
But I'm going with y'all.
Hov no, called the fuck him. You ain't getting in the fuck with us.
No, why not? Yo,
we already got the call.
Get him with us.
You got the call. We can't take
it. He said, I cannot come?
No.
No, I'm not telling you who said whatever. No. I'm staying out of it.
Hov
but I will
like,
say this.
Hov was like, he really don't care. And then Blue Ivy was like, uh-uh.
Who's that?
And Beyonce was like, fuck no, he ain't coming. So
I'm going to ask you a real
question.
I was
like, all right, cool.
Yes, sir, my brother.
He ain't coming
with
us.
You went and got on the table. You got under the knife.
Yes, lipo.
And so it's a lot of guys out here trying to figure out, like.
Why?
No, but upstairs he was telling us the story. He was telling us the story about how Drake and LL influenced him.
I didn't say that.
You,
nigga. Let's clarify that. I do believe celebrities, artists, I believe that they've gotten surgery.
Oh, my fault. I didn't know that shit upstairs was a secret.
No, it wasn't a secret. No, no, no. Wait, wait.
My fault.
I'll tell
he didn't
you.
Say
wait,
that.
Wait, wait, wait. No.
He didn't
not
say
influence.
That.
Wait. All right, look. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to tell you what I think.
You wanted to look like LL, nigga.
No, you want me to give my opinion? You want me to give you my opinion? Look at Chef.
You said you wanted to look like LL. You wanted to be Lady Love Funk Flex.
I'm
going to
tell you what I think. First, I'm going to give you everybody that I think it is. But I want to first speak for myself because I don't want to like kind of just out, you know, I'm a person, you know, if I feel something, I operate for me. When I say me, meaning it's something that I wanted to do. I'm a guy, I'm Jamaican, I'm West Indian. And if you know Jamaican, West Indian culture, I don't know if anybody is in here, you know, you do what you feel. Nobody really, you don't really take mind to what people say about you because it's really about feeling good about yourself. So in me saying anything or anyone, I want to first say that I have had lipo, you know, and I dieted for a long time. I was 290. I got, my highest has ever been 290, maybe 98, 2000, 2001. I may have brought it down to 245 at first, then maybe I came to 220, and I was getting in that 210, right, bouncing back and forth, but I had, like, these pockets under my arms and just places that, you know, it just wouldn't, like, remove, and yeah, some people say, go to the gym harder, and God bless the guys who go to the gym. I have a total amount of respect for you. I don't know how you're going to the gym in COVID with it closed, but I'm still with you. Okay, but
the gym could be your house.
Yeah, correct. But you know what I'm saying. Like the gym guys, all respect due to the people who are dedicated. It's what I wanted to do. So in saying that, I went public with it just because I thought everyone did. Now, I can't say I seen, but I could say, you know, I did. And to my knowledge, like Drake and Kanye and LL and people like that, that's what they were doing. When I called and I got in touch with the guy who
who did it for me, I was recommended because current football players and current boxers go to him.
Football players going to get a fucking lipo?
Well, oh shit, Higgle Tone.
But I'm gonna tell
take
you.
Take my titties
well,
away.
I'm gonna tell you what it is.
For take every, Tony.
No, no.
Tits.
For everybody, it's a different reason. Some.
Are you still mad about how niggas roasted your ass last week, huh? Yeah.
But I ain't got titties.
Go ahead. What'd you say?
I ain't got titties.
Some people just want a little bit removed. Some people want a lot. Regardless.
Was you scared?
Was I scared? Well, it's a process that they don't put you to sleep. It's a newer process.
They ain't put you to sleep.
No, there was no. I didn't go. I was up. I was up the whole time. Check the doctor. Was it Dr. Perkins? He was my guy. Yeah, you're up the whole time. I'm not like. I'm a full believer to each their own. You know that's me. You
I mean,
know?
Absolute man. I mean, you look good, dog.
I appreciate it, my brother.
You know what I mean, you look good, brother.
I got my little, still got my little thing on.
Oh,
I'm
you
sore.
Got your little FUBU on.
Yeah, I still got room. Because you got to be, it takes like 4 months to be okay.
Okay, so you can still pass out or some shit? We need it.
outside, listen.
You said I know upstairs.
let me ask you, I would just want your opinion.
Yes, sir, my brother.
And I'm not saying this to nobody. Is radio dead?
I'll tell you what is dead. I'm going to give a good description of radio. If you're a guy who got a couple slick words and you want to go on the radio, no one's going to care about you. If you, I'm going to give a good radio lesson that you can also apply to just being a personality or rapper DJ. You have to have your social media cracking.
Mm.
And when I say cracking, know what you want to be. You have to have your social happening. You got to be out with the people. If you're a DJ or you're a rap, you know, you got, I don't want to say talented, but you definitely got to be persistent. You have to push your craft. Whatever you believe in, you have to push it. If you really believe in it, and you push it. Now, if you're just a person sitting there intro and records, radio is dead for you.
If to the rappers that say, you know, the up and coming rappers, they're like, fuck a DJ. I don't need no fucking DJ. Radio station. I can use the internet. And I don't need y'all.
I agree. I think that they just need the internet. I think the internet and the digital space and everything else will serve its purpose for them. But radio makes superstars. If there is a cap in the Apple, Spotify, Tidal space where you can go. Look, like NBA YoungBoy is a perfect example. He is a YouTube phenomenon. But there's a lot of people in the everyday world that doesn't know who he is, you know? But if you can get both, if you can be Cole and come out of there and get a couple number ones, you know, you could be a very big artist. You know, you're going to tour. You're gonna, you know, a lot of things is going to happen for you. Unfortunately, if you're a rapper and you only have radio, expect there to be a halt in your career at some point quicker. And if you only have the digital space, expect to have a halt in your career at some time too. The two together are the perfect.
Yeah.
It's the perfect match. And incredible. It's undeniable, my brother. But for the up-and-coming artists, I don't think radio serves a big purpose for them. There's nothing stronger than building your YouTube page and harnessing your fans someplace where you can serve them your music.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever platform, too, that is for you. I like YouTube, yeah, but, you know, if it's your Instagram, or look at the baby.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the baby breaks every one of his songs off his Instagram page. I always know what's new with the baby from his Instagram page. If he's in his car, he's mouthing those words for 60 seconds, I know what's the new the baby record.
Right.
And I don't know if I've seen someone have recently doing it that way. I mean, I commend a lot of people. You know, it went from stages. Remember, Lil Wayne was a tape's dropping. Oh, my God. Lil Wayne tape's dropping. Mm-hmm. There was always one or two records that went off the tape that the label would pick up. YouTube has replaced the mixtape. SoundCloud, all those things, they've replaced the mixtape.
What is it about? Because I see you doing records and shooting fucking videos like they Instagram a motherfucking like they Instagram posts. You just been shooting. What is the importance of getting them fucking music out? And what is the importance of when something hot, let it stay hot. Don't pull back and try to put a strategy around it. Is it important?
Let
that shit the fuck go. Because I be seeing moments that people will have when shit get hot, and then some smart people at the label or whatever say, "Oh, stop it. Pull it back. Let's hold on to it. Let's strategize," when the people already got it and they already
got
it.
You can't. It's not.
Why
it's
do people do that?
Well, for me, right? And I hope I don't want to see. I almost need Gilly to promise something that he's, because you know I'll say a certain artist name and he might interject. So let me. I'm gonna look at his eyes. His eyes already opened up. I made a conscious decision, no disrespect, but I made a conscious decision that when I decided, shout to Orlando, shout to Shaft, shout to Gabi, shout to Joe IE. When they convinced me.
My man Orlando, that's my brother.
I like him a lot.
Atlantic Records,
always,
my man
always
Orlando.
Ahead of the curve.
He's always on point, always gave me game. Orlando was that guy.
Free of charge.
Yes.
Right? Yes. So I made a conscious decision I wanted to work with artists that had been out for the last year and a half, maybe just came out the last year and a half, except Jadakiss, because you guys inspired that. And they taught me so much, even from constructing a record. Flex, it got to be 2 minutes. No. The hook is there, Flex C. And then I would say things like, okay, I'd get on their page, but I'd be like, hey, I definitely need a little bit more bars there. That second verse got to raise up a little bit energy, which Shaft taught me, right? He said that second verse. I'm a 16 guy. Shaft always teaches me to put the second, to put in another, at maybe 8 if we have to, but put it. But I got a couple records at 16-1, 8 bars the next. And I just learned so much. And I hope, if you're a rapper 34, 32, 34, 35, 36, I'm going to tell you, only if you're struggling. If you're struggling right now, I'm going to tell you something you did wrong. All of these young bucks that have been out for the last year called all of you guys for features. And you wanted to charge them $100,000, $200,000, $300,000. Chad, my lion. Now I understand the whole charging thing, but sometimes you charge and miss a moment. You know, sometimes it's just a great record, and sometimes that youngin is your fan. Sometimes he's just a fan of yours, and sometimes I think it's a tight line, because guess what? I don't want to, because rappers are so fucking sensitive. I don't want to say anyone's name.
When did you start giving a fuck? Oh, now all of a sudden you give a fuck. I know you got the call from Hove.
No, it's sensitive. That's what happened. But wait. It's in town. I don't want to say his name, but here, this is what it is. You can't. There's always a next generation of rappers. And for you 35 year old, you're aging fast because you didn't keep track of the digital space. You didn't keep track of the streaming world. And you didn't stay on top of those artists that do stream to learn, to give game, and to learn. You guys always wanted to preach and say what it is and think you can dictate. And those days are over. You know why? Because it just doesn't work. So that's, for me, I just do notice a difference of the 20-year-old and the 35-year-old. Like, there's the 25 and the 35. It's just a different mentality, man. They're putting out every artist we joke about, and every artist we may say he doesn't belong here or whatever. You ever notice a lot of those that we're mentioning aren't putting out enough music for us to even say by clear cut, like, hey, he still got it. They're not putting out enough music. If you want to make an album once a year, your career's finished. You will not keep up with these kids. the music has become a little bit more disposable, mm-hmm. right? It's like, I mean, to be honest, like anything.
Do you believe that there's a big, massive, unloyal fan base out here that just fucks with
they're
the
unloyal.
Moment?
They're unloyal. Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about they're unloyal. Unloyal. Whereas though they don't fuck with the artist, they might fuck with the moment. More than the
artist. I think there's some artists that have great fan bases. I think there's some that have different. I think some don't overlap. But I think there's some people. Look, if you're a boring cornball, like super boring, you're just boring. Only your record is there to speak for you. You know, unfortunately and fortunately, because I don't want to say this is a bad thing. I do not think there's anything wrong that a kid has to go and like what you do every day to like your music. I don't think it's a bad thing. You don't want to know why. A lot of the artists of the past hid that from us and gave us fake mystiques. You know, like at least they're giving you the truth. They're giving you them. If you want to buy into them, yes. And if you do not want to, no. I mean, how many? I'll be honest. I go back to the Baby, a Cardi B. Like, I like those people's social media first. Mm-hmm. And it made
me like
them. Because
they show you who they are.
Yeah, then it made me like. And
but even as growing up, when you heard rappers, you like, the thing is, when we was growing up, the rappers, you knew what they was by how they identified them. So we knew Jay-Z was a hustler. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Per se, we knew DMX was a grimy nigga. We knew
street nigga too, like you
right,
know,
right? A grimy nigga.
Robbery guy. You know he's doing robberies. You know he was doing that when he was
right.
young.
So it's not necessarily even doing it. I'm just saying the image that they was putting out there now is like these youngins don't have no image. They just crazy. You feel what I'm saying?
Well,
you feel what I'm saying? Like. Not saying all of them.
See, I read
not saying all of them.
I read
per se, you got young niggas like Lil Baby. He got an image. You got niggas like
I get like fly image from him. He like you
I'm,
know
I'm kind of you know hustler type of fly. Right? Okay, cool. You got, but then you got a gang of motherfuckers and you like Lil Xan. Like what the fuck is like. Lil Pump.
You know, like, you know what type of new rappers I don't like?
He just shout out. He just scream out shit. Let's get it.
Like, I'll tell you what new rapper I don't like and people should watch, beware of. I don't like a rapper that gets hot and takes off all his pictures of his come up. I don't like that. I want to see your come up.
Mine.
I think your come up is important.
Absolutely.
I got a son. He's young. I want him to see your come up.
Right.
I want him to see your struggle and I want him to see your success. And some rappers don't do it. No. I mean, I'm just off the top of the head, like Young M.A., I remember her having like a lot of her early pictures on her gram because I like that. I like seeing what a person does. I like seeing their way of doing it. So I do some put on for the situation. But then some, I mean, you know, what's a good example? I'm trying to think of somebody who's, you know, you got a Khaled. I'm going to put Jay-Z in that category. I'm going to put, you know, these people are successful well into the later part of their lives. And how they are doing that is understanding the youth. Like, to me, I mean, and this gets
you really trying to clear that Jay-Z shit?
No. I swear, I'm giving you because we got to get people.
You're
who
not want going to the brunch.
We already got the call.
We got the call.
Wait.
You're
listen.
Not at the brunch.
That listen, but I'm saying for the youngins, man. Sometimes you don't like. You know what? Take the volume off. Of I could look at a crowd that just party to a DMX record. And they party to something new. And you turn the volume off on both. But you just have visual. It's the same energy. It's how that touches this era. It's how that touched that era. So with the volume off, they are still carrying the torch of what we came up on.
Absolutely.
It's just a different torch.
Yeah.
And look.
And we embrace the youngins.
No, you got to do.
We start off with Rocky.
A lot of people don't. A lot of people don't. And even in the podcast space, people like you, people like Nori, Buttons, and everybody, you guys are in tune to what happened yesterday musically and subjects. That is where the game is and will continue. And I always tell people, man, if you're waiting for another Biggie, it's just you know, boom bap, and that is just not going to rise back top right now.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
You missed the 100, right?
Man, why you setting me up like that?
Because some people need to know.
I got a couple hundred.
Have you ever? Because that's a major thing in the industry. Have you ever went through it with somebody over one of these women?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever slept with somebody, girl? You ever?
I don't.
I ain't saying it like that, but like, have you ever had a beef with somebody that they probably
don't was lie? Because I know.
Fun with.
Don't lie, because I know.
You know these niggas is messy. I know. Over here,
no, you don't lie, because I know.
Messy over here.
Yeah, I know. I got you. Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you something.
No, because you know people be having beef. Y'all might, you know what I mean?
No.
I've never had a situation. Well, it wasn't a situation, and a lot of people don't know, but my wife, who's my ex-wife, but I have two children with,
mm-hmm.
she dated Clark Kent first. Like Clark Kent, when she was with Clark Kent, and I met her.
She dated.
No. It wasn't like I didn't take anything from anybody.
So I ain't taking anything from
anybody. No. I mean, they were, I think, a couple.
Politically correct today, too. You've been cleaning shit like a motherfucker.
He got that call from Hope.
You've been cleaning shit today, yo.
He got that fucking call.
No, wait, listen.
See what happened when you play with Hope?
Listen. Clark Kent. Who is, I always, like, every time we mention a name, you notice I like to give flowers, right? Because I'd also like to clear up a Kickapri situation while we're here.
Mm.
So, Clark Kent is an amazing DJ. He's a DJ that I've seen do things in a club that I didn't think can be done. And sometimes, I know everybody knows him as Sneaker God. Yes. But before Sneaker God, he was DJ God. And his ability to read a room, because that's the first guy I really saw take it as a competition with the DJ before him, mm-hmm. that he wanted to do as good or better. And I studied that quality from him. Not because he was dating my wife or nothing, but I'm just, no.
Hey, yo.
Let me just ask you this.
Yeah.
Was you DJing before you found out he was blazing your wife?
Well, it depends. He was
DJ.
I wasn't big. He was big first.
But you wasn't DJ. But you wasn't DJ.
I was not.
And then
that DJ, gave me some
energy. Look how this shit works.
Yeah.
Look how this shit. A DJ was blazing his motherfucking bitch.
That I wanted to get with.
He is in there like this.
Well, wait. She was with him first, though. So it's homage.
You know, niggas used to scream.
You know why it was bad for me when I was young? Because she was from my neighborhood.
He was blazing on her.
And he was from Brooklyn.
He was blazing on her.
Yeah.
You was looking at him walk out.
I never saw him. Because he was on tour. Because
he was Superman. He was Clark Kent. He blazed your bitch, though. A cape won't fly out the window.
He was busy. He was busy. And then when they were friends and they were having a relationship. I can't wait.
Because Clark Kent was that nigga. That made you want him more. Then you was like, I'm getting that bitch.
Yeah, I had to have him. I ain't gonna lie. I wasn't gonna give up. At that time, yes. Absolutely. To keep it 1,000, at that time.
It was a trophy when you got, I got Clark old bitch.
No. I got respect for him.
I'm just saying, but just that's how niggas be. Yeah, I got Clark Kent old bitch. Yeah, you was on the way up too.
I'm gonna tell you something. We're gonna talk about, he said something about relationships. Let me tell you something. When you're young and you're 20, you're 18 to 20, it's about what you could bang and touch. When you get to my age,
You're grateful for happiness. Happiness is important because you can have something that you never had, but you ain't happy. And I, Maria, how are you, Maria? Thank you for making me happy.
Maria.
That's like, I said, be clear. But I'm just saying.
Shout out to Maria, man.
But you know, me and Clark, we've never really talked about.
He didn't know he was blazing your bitch, man. So well, wait, just like Meek ain't know he was blazing his bitch.
I wasn't blazing his. He wasn't blazing. It was his girlfriend. And then I was trying to court her. I was trying to court her.
You couldn't get her till Clark was done with her.
No.
He said you can't get her till I ain't with her, nigga. Fuck is wrong with you.
And you better work hard and become a better DJ, nigga, or else.
Right.
Shout out to him, man.
Well, let's get this.
Can I clear up the kick and break? Can I clear it up? I want to tell you something. And once again, we're with flowers. Kid Capri is one of my top DJ's favorites. Watching him in that nightclub and on that television was very inspirational for me because I love people's passion that turns into money. And if there's anything I could share, is the biggest advice is passion will turn into money. I promise anyone out there, passion will turn into money. And I know me and him had a misunderstanding.
What about what?
I don't remember. Look at Gilly. Gilly gives you that look because he wants to see your body language and your eyes and how they move.
What problem you have with the great Kid Capri, man?
No.
Always are starting with niggas, man.
No, DJ Clue.
Jay-Z, Fabulous, fucking Jada Kiss. Who else he started with?
I did not.
Everybody.
Damn,
well, we had a misunderstanding where our communication wasn't well, and our communication is great now. We're on a good path. We're in a good place. So shout to him. He's just definitely somebody legendary that I respect. Shout to Jay. Shout to Drake. Shout to you. I respect you. I'm just giving you opinions if you ask me a question. I give opinions. That's all.
Well, listen, man. We appreciate you for coming down.
I appreciate
down.
You for having
Eight
me.
Tone, man. We want to talk.
We get enough
about...
album talk, right?
What?
Look.
Hold on. Tone, you want to shout out Rona Proof, man?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I've been teaching people is how they can actually get started flipping real estate contracts from home. So I got a program called Rona Proof, and this is a virtual wholesale training. So for the people that's trying to figure out ways to make money during the pandemic, you literally can flip real estate contracts, and you don't need a real estate license. You don't need credit or experience. I do a training that I launch every Sunday.
Which I saw on Instagram.
I know you told me,
I saw it.
Every Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I give you a step-by-step, 10-step system how you can get started. So for all my inexperienced people that's looking to make money from home, ronaproof.com, you can get
Rona
started.
Proof.
And another thing, I want to give you all a little gem because people always ask me for free tips and free strategies that they can do right now. So for people that's trying to figure out how they can actually get in the real estate game, I got data, right? So data is the king of the whole real estate stuff, finding the people that actually had the properties, right? So there's a website that you can go to. And on the website, you can find vacant properties, pre-foreclosure properties, properties that have, like, tax liens. So these are all great opportunities.
Where can they go for that?
Closersdata.com, CLOSERSDATA.com, closersdata.com. On that website, it literally, you can take a 7-day free trial. So you can just try it out for free. You only have to pull money out your pocket. You can literally go on any city in the country, all over the United States of America. You can go in and you can find these properties that are pre-foreclosure, tax liens, any type of distressed property, vacant property. And all you got to do is after you get those people is you want to just send them a text message. Say, hey, look, I'd be interested in offering you a cash offer on your property. After you do that, all we got to simply do is use that same website and now market the properties that we get under contract to the cash buyers. That website literally has all the cash buyers and everything. So you can literally get a deal under contract, sell your contract without having to meet the seller or the buyer, do it all from your home. So ronaproof.com every Sunday at 3 p.m. And then closersdata.com is where you can go and get the free 7-day free trial.
Absolutely. Hey, man, before you get out of here, man.
Yes, sir.
That album.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm keeping it singles for a moment. Eventually, it's going to be an album. My first single, of course, rest in peace, was with King Von. I love the interview you guys did with him.
Thank you, man.
And PNB Rock was good that day, right? Yeah. And
King Von. Then I dropped Fabio Foreign, of course. I got one with CJ coming up. Rowdy Rebel, of course, that dropped. And I mean, I got the baby, little baby, Post Malone, Polo G,
Jadakiss.
Jadakiss is on there. Mm. Thanks to you guys, I appreciate it. Fabio Foreign. I mean,
we gotta get Fabulous on the next one, man.
Yes, we're gonna get Fabulous on the next one. Absolutely, we get a track for him.
You don't apologize to Fabulous, man.
I didn't do nothing. You questioned me on whether or not he was top 10. That's how we had the conversation.
We're not gonna keep going with this.
Yeah. Did you know that I didn't know he was the same person?
When he fucked his bitch. Yeah.
No, I saw that episode. Yeah. Right, but he's always been in my feed, my Instagram feed. For the real estate.
Right.
So I'm not putting the two people together.
Well, yeah.
Meek, because all this nigga do is put all this smut on my motherfucking name with this dumb shit. Like Meek, the only real fucking
thing. You know, that's a legend. You know, that's a legendary show when y'all talked about it. It's legend.
Because Meek bought real estate in his bitch buns.
I put real estate in a lot of niggas' bitches, it's so it's all like good.
Right!
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.